This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As-salamu ala man ittaba' al-huda. Peace will be granted for those who follow the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the ayat in the Quran. So my brothers and sisters, if you wish to attain peace in this dunya and beyond, inshallah, in Jannah, follow the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Period. Very, very simple. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not guide certain categories of people. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never guide those who cause injustice to anyone. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-kafireen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never guide those who insisted on their disbelief. They realized the truth, but they insisted on rejecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-fasiqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will never guide those who consistently disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know halal, they know haram, but they decided to follow that which is prohibited, wal'ayadu billah, and they stay away from that which they knew it's halal, it's pure, and it's commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you wish to attain peace, follow the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, my brothers and sisters in Islam, every single day we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, and within this beautiful surah we say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to remind us the part of our dua should include what? Guidance, seeking the guidance of Allah, because without it we are not going anywhere. Without it we will never attain peace in this dunya. So one of your main goals in life should be seeking the guidance and following the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do we do, inshallah, to attain the guidance of Allah? In this very short video we'll focus on two things, inshallah, that you can practice in this Ramadan, and as we mentioned always, and beyond. Number one, dua, dua, dua. Dua is the most powerful tool that can change the qadr of Allah itself. Can you imagine? Al-qadr wa dua ya'talijani ila yawm al-qiyamah. The Prophet ﷺ said that qadr and dua resist one another until the day of judgment. Meaning that dua could actually push away the qadr, the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that did not come to existence yet. Not qada. Qada can never be changed. But qadr may change through the power of dua. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. When my servants ask you, O Muhammad, concerning me, about me, tell them that I am too close, I am very near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ. I am there to respond to their supplications, to their dua. When they do so, when they raise up their hands, when they call upon me, do your part, raise up your hands every day. Alhamdulillah, we have Ramadan during Taraweeh, in your sujood, after every salah. Use this opportunity and make dua. And pour your heart in it and call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He's waiting for you to respond to that dua according to this beautiful ayah. There are some conditions here. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. Let them now respond also to my commands. Follow them. Follow the guidance given to you in the Quran and through the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And let them have faith in me. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So that they may be guided. So this is one tip. Make a sincere dua for guidance and follow that guidance through the Quran and the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Secondly, the Quran. Following the Quran itself, reading the Quran and establishing that connection with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you can inshallah ta'ala become guided in this dunya and land safely into Jannah. The Quran itself was revealed for our guidance. Alif lam mim dhalika al-kitabu la rayba fi hudan lil-muttaqin. This is the book in which there is no doubt in it, alhamdulillah. A guidance for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a guidance for those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to understand this, my brothers and sisters in Islam, like without our connection and relationship with the Quran, you will never go anywhere. This is the guidance or the manual for us to live our lives, subhanallah al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. This Quran guides to that which is most appropriate. Not only that, but it's also a glad tidings for the believers who work righteousness. that they will receive a great and tremendous reward. So here you go, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Dua and Quran equals guidance in your life, insha'Allah ta'ala. And assalamu ala man ittaba' al-huda. Peace will be granted for those who follow the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.